We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Barry Cryer, and Ian Hislop in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we have two of our regular players, Derek Nimmo and Kenneth Williams. We have two guests, Barry Cryer, who's played it a few times before, and Ian Hislop, who is still a newcomer to the game. And once again, I'm going to ask them to try and speak for just a minute on the subject that I give them without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from that subject. We'll begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, the subject, lovely one, bubble baths.
Oh,
will you tell us something about bubble baths in just a minute, starting now?
I only had one once. I thought it was rotten. I ended up with all this grease all over me. It was quite horrible. I think there's some oil in the stuff. I never repeated it, although I've seen films with girls lying in bubble baths, and I think the idea is that the nudity is somehow made acceptable under such conditions. But I wouldn't want to be naked whether I was in a bubble bath or not. I think clothes are essential, because after all, you've got somewhere to put your loose change and your bits. I see all this talk about going back to nature.
I'm afraid Barry Cryer's challenge...
saying the same.
Barry Cryer's challenged you.
I don't know whether this qualifies as deviation, but wearing clothes in the bath is an interesting...
No, but he was deviating something of bubble baths by talking about clothes and where he put his small change. So, Barry, you have the subject of bubble baths with 36 seconds starting now. Sorry, 26 seconds.
The hiss and the gush of the tap as you invert the bottle or container, the spraying spume into the water, and you look at it dip a foot, a toe, and yet another member of your pedal appendage, thinking, oh, bliss is nigh, it is imminent, as you suffuse yourself with the fumes, the...
It was an effort, wasn't it? Sorry. You haven't played the game a great deal, but and usually you trail a little, but you're only one behind our leader now, Derek Nimmo, so keep it up. And Ian Hislop, will you take this round? The subject is blow. Quite simply, blow. Will you tell us something about it in the game, starting now?
A blow can be something that you receive from fate, from life, from circumstances, which it takes a great deal of time to get over. Myself, personally, I have just received an appalling blow in that another house I'm trying to buy has just fallen through. I may seem to you to be preoccupied by the affairs of estate agents and similar organisations, solicitors...
Barry Cryer has challenged.
Deviation. He's never mentioned that in this show.
That is perfectly true. It was some time ago when
it was... Oh, it was weeks ago.
Yes, a long time ago. And he mentioned state agents and... And it was obvious from the audience reaction that he had not a clue of what he was talking about, so...
I think I heard it at home. I was sitting at home.
Were you? Well, that was very absurd.
Turning a mattress, and I remember... Ian, talking about the state.
Oh, your little fetish, turning mattresses.
My little fetish, yes.
So, Barry, a good challenge, and you have 39 seconds to talk on the subject of blow, starting now.
The word suggests a blow-by-blow account. The world of Raymond Glendenning, W. Barrington Dalby, with his inter-round summaries of boxing matches. Remember the young Eamon Andrews, fresh from the peat bogs in England as a tyro boxing...
Ian Hislop challenged.
Slightly late, but I can't believe anyone here can remember a young Eamon Andrews.
yes, but he wasn't actually deviating from
I
blow.
I can remember a young Nicholas Parsons.
Well, that's because you're about the same age.
But that model was discontinued.
So let's give Ian a bonus point, because we enjoyed his challenge, but Barry gets a point because it was an incorrect challenge, and he continues with blow with 22 seconds left, starting now.
What do you think Barry Raymond was wont to say? Well, I think he's got a good left hand, a good right of the same gender.
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Too good.
A good right hand and a good
very kind.
Hand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
14 seconds for you, Derek, on blow, starting now.
A Bristol ship came down the river, Blow, boys, blow. Ah, Marston.
Ian Hislop, challenge.
No challenge at all. Sorry, I give in completely.
Oh, I thought you were going to challenge on the tune.
No, I was going to do that again, but I thought I wouldn't bother. It was too good.
Well, of course, when you actually press your buzzer and interrupt like that, the person does get a point because he's interrupted and his flow has gone.
His
blow has gone as well, yes. So, Derek, another point and 7 seconds on blow starting now.
And who do you think was skipper of her? Blow, my bully boys, blow. Why, Darky Pete, the one-eyed nigger.
So Derek Nimmer got a number of points in that round, including one for speaking as the whistle went, and now he's in the lead. Barry, please take the next round, which is terrarium. Can you tell us something about terrarium in just a minute, starting now?
A terrarium is the plant equivalent of an aquarium insofar as you place your leafy substances within a glass or plastic or perspex container and then you talk to them. But this has disadvantages. They cannot hear you in there. And the air is rent with dry.
Ian Hislop has challenged.
Deviation from the truth again. I think there's quite good evidence that plants can hear.
Not when they're in the container.
Oh, very much. From even behind glass. The Russians have proved this, I think you'll find.
Oh, that round of applause two came members because of Ian has not requested it, I must tell our listeners.
Two members of the KVG are in.
And that was the most devious gesture that has been shown in just a minute. Now, I'm sorry, I cannot agree with you, Ian, but we do like your attempts. There are 40 seconds left with you, Barry, on terrarium, starting now.
I had one of these of an octagonal shape, being eight-sided, so you could walk into a room from any angle or vantage point gazing at what was within this container. And
Derek, then
revolution of within.
Within, you said before, the plants were within, and...
Did I?
Yes, you did.
I never listen when I'm talking.
No. There are 37 seconds. No, they're not. There are 27 seconds.
Pull yourself together, lad.
Well, I have to do it backwards all the time. They have not yet...
Your problems are nothing to do with us. You were discharged from the clinic. You're on your own now.
Oh, I set myself up for it, don't I? But that's why they keep caging me. There we are. I don't know. Oh, yes, it's Derek. You have the subject of terrarium, and there are 27 and a half seconds starting now.
I must confess that I am to the world of terrarium as what Dan Roo is to sheet metal welding, because I do find them to be the most unfortunate and unlikely objects to possess. I've never wanted one. I've looked at them.
Barry Crow challenged.
And knocked his glass of water over. Danny LaRue was for several years a sheet metal welder. There is a direct relevance here, thereby rendering null and void what you went on to say.
How do you know?
Danny was a sheet metal welder. I was his mate.
Now you've proved that you're not talking the truth. So, Derek, that was an incorrect challenge. You have 17 seconds on terrarium, starting now.
One of the most interesting facts is that the KGB breed plants very specially to put into terrariums, and as a result of that, they hope to be able to spread the noxious fluid, which is given away by some plants, around the world, particularly in the underpopulated areas of the world. Now, if there were too many terrariums around, I think we would all be in a great danger.
So Derek, speaking as the whistle went, gained another point and has increased his lead. He's just ahead of Barry Cryer, within Hislop and Kenneth Williams, trailing a little. And Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject is Sunday lunch. Will you tell us something about that delicious subject, starting now?
Well, I generally put the roast beef into the oven just before I leave for matins, because if you have a 9-pound piece of this meat, it'll be done in 2 hours. So by the time that you return from your devotions, it will be absolutely succulent and delicious and ready to eat. As soon as I get back, I have, first of all, a Bloody Mary, generally constructed by my son-in-law, who makes the most wondrous cocktail of this name, using, of course, vodka and tomato, fresh limes.
Kenneth Williams.
Well, we've been so long on these cocktails and drinks, we're really not on Sunday lunch at all, are we?
Yeah. No, good challenge, yeah. Kenneth. We're going to hear from you on Sunday lunch with 24 seconds starting now.
With millions in Africa starving here, pet food groans on the shelf. Everything's going to the dogs now. In fact, I'm going myself. And I think we all eat far too much.
Yeah, and Hislop has challenged you.
Two goings. Everything's going to dogs. I'm going there myself.
Going there myself,
oh,
I'm afraid.
Oh, that's
yeah.
All right, then. You're very, very, very
yeah, he's
observant.
Sharp, isn't he? Yes.
Very observant.
Very good, yes.
Finally.
Ian, you have a correct challenge, a point, of course, and 16 seconds on Sunday lunch, starting now.
Sunday lunch is a time when most people, as Barry Cryer has...
Barry Cryer challenge.
Sunday lunch is a time. I'm being pedantic again.
Yes,
Sunday
the
lunch
er.
Is not a time.
I would have gone for the er if I was you.
It's the er.
Well,
I the, yes.
If you know what to
and what I was going on to say...
It was the er.
I was about to...
Well,
I was
to
about
er
to
is
talk about Sunday lunch-ers.
To
who
er
are
is
a group
human.
Of people
I
like
know.
Myself who
and
eat
it's
lunch.
It's a fault. It's breaching the rules of Just a Minute.
I was going on to say the
I know you
yes.
were. You've
yes.
said it now.
Yes.
So there are 12 seconds for you, Barry, on Sunday lunch starting now.
In our family...
Kenneth Williams, child.
Hesitation,
I'm
no,
afraid. Of course.
Oh,
11 and a half seconds you, Barry.
It's obvious.
Starting
he hasn't got
now.
His act together, has he?
Look at and Ian, his love challenge.
Look at
him. hesitation
that
there.
Was hesitation, Ian. Yeah, that was hesitation.
I didn't even hear you starting me there.
Well, he was wrapped in wreathed in smiles.
I was laughing at Kenneth. I'd had an attack of taste.
Ian, you have 10 seconds on Sunday lunch, starting now.
Sunday lunch in my family is always spent in a delightful pub.
Derek Nimmo.
Felt spent?
Yes, it's to hesitation. Right, 6 seconds on Sunday lunch, Derek, starting now.
Roast potatoes, Yorkshire pudding, cabbage, sprouts, beans, lettuce, cauliflowers, leeks and sprouts are some of the things that I like to have for Sunday lunch.
Oh, Barry! And nobody got him on the roast potatoes, and he had roast beef before. Derek Nimmo got some more points. He's increased his lead over Barry Cryer. Ian Hislop's just behind, and Kenneth's one behind him, and Ian begins the next round. And Ian, the subject is clutch. Will you tell us something about clutch in just a minute, starting now?
Clutch is a part of the car which I never mastered very well. Apart from not having been able in the past few months to buy a house, which I may have mentioned before, I also have great difficulty in passing my driving test. I've done so on a couple of times, not passed, but attempted to pass my driving test.
And Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Passed a bit too frequently.
Yeah, he was passing yeah. a bit too yeah. much there.
The only thing
yes.
I can't do.
There are 45 seconds on the subject of clutch with you, Derek, starting now.
I was walking along a dark alleyway on the Thames embankment, and I suddenly felt a hand clutching my throat. I screamed. Well, you would, wouldn't you, really? Rather loudly, and I turned round, and I saw that the hand, which I've just repeated,
and
got in
third. Barry Cryer got in, yes.
A lot of hands about.
Yes, his hand
clutch
was clutching.
Hands.
Yes, right. So 31 seconds are left for you, Barry, on the subject of clutch, starting now.
This is the part of the car upon which ladies hang their handbags and has been a source of mystery to me, a word in my lexicon, which is my Greek car, a Greek version of the Sinclair C5, which
Kenneth
runs
Williams
on Ouzo.
Two what? Greek.
You got two Greek. You
two
went
Greeks,
two.
Yes,
he wasn't
I agree.
Even Orthodox either.
Yes.
There are 20 seconds for you, Kenneth, on clutch, starting now.
On a notable occasion, I was present when Lord Baldwin took me into the hen house and said, there's a clutch of them here. They are very good liars. And he loved the brown ones. I thought, when I saw them, they were very attractive.
Kenneth, you've now gone ahead. You're one ahead of Ian Hislop, but you're a little behind Barry Cryer, who's trailing on Derek Nimmo, our leader. And Kenneth, your turn to begin. The subject, Thomas Malthus. Will you tell us something about him in just a minute? Starting now.
Malthus maintained there was only one thing which could control the growth of the world's population. And he thought... The theory has been largely disproved that it would be famine. And then he amended it to say that war would do the trick. And later on added birth control, and Marie Stopes took him up on this.
Barry Cryer challenged you on that.
Kenneth started by saying Malthus had only one theory, and we've now had several.
Oh, no, he's still on the same theory, but different variations
amended.
Of it.
Exactly.
It's all about controlling the population of the world.
Well, yes, after all, Einstein's modified his, hasn't he?
He was still...
I haven't seen it recently.
No,
I don't know.
If you've got personal evidence...
All things are relative.
Yeah. Oh, very clever and subtle. So, Kenneth, I disagree with the challenge. You get a point for that, and you still have Thomas Malthus to talk about, and there are 27 and a half seconds starting now.
Thomas Malthus had a particular hobby, which was ceramics, and he loved to go into a shed behind his house and work this potter's wheel and sing little songs like, tie a piece of string around the finger, tie a man on me. Hearing it, and all over the village they would say, go on, Tom, sing another chorus. So he'd do Grace Darling as well.
Derek Nimmo challenged you, I'm afraid.
Sing, what? Sing, repetition.
You were singing, but he said, repeated the word sing. Sing another song, yes. Wrap a bit of string around your finger.
He also done Blow Out the Light, Beloved.
Well, rather you than me, dear. That's all
this
I can
very
say.
Popular, about the same period as Pluck the Harp Gently, My Pretty Louise. They used to go like a bomb in other
theatres. Oh. They wouldn't let him off, would they?
Right.
They wouldn't
and
let him off.
I mean, you know, there was crowds lining up. This place was packed. I mean, it was so packed he never got in himself.
Yes.
And he was the top of the bill.
Yes.
So, are we still talking about Thomas Malthus?
Yes, a wonderful act.
Oh,
wonderful act.
That's five foot of fun and a banjo.
That's right.
Yes,
and he said the landlady charged 15 bob a night with use of cruet.
That's the other Thomas Malthus. The one who used to close the first half.
Yes, don't put it back under the bed. The steam rusts the springs. He is.
All the old theatrical landlady jokes coming out shows you that they are part of show business and they have been troopers in their time. Super troopers, actually. There are 3 seconds for Derek Nimmo to talk on Thomas Malthus, starting now.
Thomas Malthus greatly influenced Charles Darwin.
Barry Crowe challenge.
Hesitation.
I'm not surprised after that long wait we had. Barry, you've got him with 1 second to go on Thomas Malthus, starting now.
This was a man.
So Barry Crowe, who says he only comes for the fun and doesn't go for the winning, is doing very well this week. He's now creeping up again on Derek Nimmo, our leader. He's only 3 points behind, and he's way ahead of Ian Hislop and Kenneth Williams. And
I think my buzzer's not working, actually.
Try it.
Oh, no.
No.
Barry, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is paradox. Will you tell us something about that subject in just a minute, starting now?
Paradox, a noble band of men attached to the parachute regiment. They are the medical corps who sit in the plane with these gentlemen who are about to leap into the void, and who knows what will happen in that oblivion to which they go. These attendants.
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
Well, it was all just grinding.
I know you were helping him out, weren't you? So, Kenneth, you have a correct challenge with 39 seconds on paradox, starting now.
It is the apparent contradiction that the word refers to, and it derives, of course, from dox, which is in orthodoxy, means what is proper, and para, running with, as opposed to ortho, which is one, as in ontological matters. Now, that is very...
Barry Crowe challenged.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
There's nothing in the game says you're supposed to know what I'm talking about. Because we're catering mostly for the same.
And we've just got out of the asylum. So, Barry, he was deviating from the subject of paradox.
No, I just said I didn't understand. I'm sure he wasn't deviating. I mean, let's be fair. Let us draw a balanced picture here.
Well, what
is your challenge?
There was no challenge there. I just thought one wanted a broader perspective on the whole thing.
You don't want the subject because you can have it.
Who are you again? Oh, sorry.
Yes.
No, I wasn't really challenging. I just got lost in the miasma.
Oh, but don't make my life even more confusing in this show than it is. You pressed your buzzer, but you weren't challenging.
Right, I am challenging. I've changed my mind.
What is it?
A deviation.
Yes, well done. 18 seconds on paradox, starting now.
Kenneth is a challenge.
Well, it was hesitation.
It definitely was hesitation. Kenneth, you have another point. You've got 16 and a half seconds paradox starting now.
A good illustration would be the disaster that occurred in Dunkirk, and yet overnight Churchill went on the radio, and paradoxically it was turned into something miraculous and wonderful. Morale was lifted. People spoke of it as an event of singular importance.
So, Kenneth Williams, starting with the subject and in spite of interruptions, finish with it, which meant, of course, he also got a number of points in the round, including one for speaking as a whistle wind. He is not far now behind Barry Cryer, who's only 2 points behind our leader, Derek Nimmo. Ian Hislop's a little behind them. Derek begins the next round. Radio telephones is the subject. Will you tell us something about those in the show, Derek, starting now?
Radio telephones are bound to be a very growth market in the next few years. I imagine that in 1 or 2 weeks or maybe months, perhaps rather longer, you will all be wandering around. In your pocket, you'll have a little card, rather like a credit one, and you'll be able to press that dial anywhere in the world. It is going to change the whole way of communication.
Ian Hislop challenged.
Hesitation?
I agree, Ian, yes. So if you have the subject of radio telephones, and there are 41 seconds left starting now.
Radio telephones are often used by large men in cars. They are designed to give the impression that you have something to do all day, every minute of your life. They do not, in fact, convince people because most of the men sitting there are saying, hello, dear, I'm late for the...
Barry Cryer challenge.
Repetition of men.
Yes, I'm afraid you need to repeat the word men, Ian. So Barry has another point and 28 seconds on radio telephones starting now.
The in one might almost say buzzword is cellular, which is a generic term covering the current area of radio telephones, which are portable, highly mobile, which can be carried anywhere in your garden, on the street, in the abattoir, anywhere you find yourself, you can be...
Anywhere.
Yes, you yes. Have anywhere.
Oh,
anywhere.
Yes.
Yes. the magnanimous way you throw it away.
But it's true.
Yes, right. 8 seconds for you, Kenneth, on radio telephone starting now.
I actually used one quite recently. I spoke to my mother because she said she got in the oven.
We have a very interesting situation in just a minute because Kenneth Williams has got a number of points. He's caught up with Barry Cryer, and together they're both only 1 point behind Derek Nimmo, with Ian Hislop a little way behind all of them. And Ian, it's your turn to begin. Catch up. And the subject is par. Will you tell us something about speak on the subject of par starting now?
Par, it's the term a lot of Americans use for their fathers. I don't know if any of you see The Waltons, a very popular American soap opera, but at night everybody in the house goes to bed and says, good night, Pa, have a nice evening, Ma.
And Barry got it. So you go to sleep after that, do you, Ian? Because you seem to dry up. Barry had a challenge, which is...
Hesitation.
I agree, Barry, so now you're...
He sort of stopped,
and
didn't he,
yes, he just ground.
I couldn't remember who else there was in the house.
So
didn't want to say goodnight
seven times
either.
So there we are. So I must say, this is going to be the last round, and you're now equal with our leader, Barry, and you had the subject of par and 45 seconds starting now.
Golf is a game I used to play and no longer do because it embarrasses everyone with whom I perform it. Par is a term, a measure of the average score for a hole below or above which all players are assessed or even level with par. The hole, the par, and I've...
Derek Nimmo,
I'm in a bunker.
It's just difficult to keep going under pressure with others breathing down your neck, with agile minds as well, working at top speed. 26 seconds are left on the subject of par with you, Derek Nimmo, starting now.
There are 2,342 Indonesian rupees equivalent to £1. That means that they are at par one with another. Sometimes when one is traveling in eastern climes, it is very interesting to discover.
Well, I had a buzz before mine, but
it's
my buzz.
One of the
it's
audience,
clearly not
I should
working.
Think.
I can see it.
I don't, I'm not being economically au fait, but I didn't understand that last bit, economically speaking. I thought it was a deviation from standard economic practice. And now, the weather.
Well, I don't even know what your challenge is, so I can't wait.
It's deviation from standard economic practice.
They are on par one with another.
They are on par one with another, yes, because he was making out that they were on par with the pound, and then he said on par one with another. So
yes,
they can't be on
that's
par
where
with
I got
pound.
Lost.
Yes,
did the audience get lost there? Yes, be honest.
So it must have been devious if we were all lost. So, Barry, you have 11 seconds on par starting now.
Dominic Harrod, an economic guru known in these portals, once told me that par was a key word that ran through economic...
Come to the end of the contest with that last flourish from Barry Cryer and that loud whistle from Ian Messiter. Let me give you the final score. Ian Hislop, who did so well once before, did very well again,
very well.
But he didn't get a lot of points. Kenneth Williams did extremely well as usual, great value, and he was 2 points behind Derek Nimmo. But Barry Cryer, who has been our guest a number of times and always says he comes for the fun and to play the game,
and comes forth
and has come forth as our winner this week, Barry Cryer. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute and will want to tune in again at the same time next week when we take to the air and we play this delightful game. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkin.